Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer, who is silent.
Well, because awkwardly. I'm not saying anything more about the introduction. I have learned my lesson that people love this. You know, it's kind of like old Coke and then new Coke was going to come along, and people, they tried new Coke, and I tried to get you to change it. And yeah. It was basically new Coke.
Yeah. And now it's Coke Classic, right?
It's Coke Classic now. That's right. We stick with the classic, and the people have spoken.
Yeah.
The people have spoken, and I offered to give them, I literally was going to give them like a class saving hundreds of dollars. And they just, you're changing one word. They could have just said, change one word. But I've learned my lesson. And I love this introduction. Matter of fact, I hope we never change this introduction. Now, of course, we're going to change it.
Doing reverse psychology there.
I think it's been my shtick. And I no longer interrupt you because people love that too much. And then that's become a shtick. And so now I'm just here to serve church planters, and I love Daniel M and his great leadership.
Hey, Ed, you know what I was thinking about today? Our live episodes, when we recorded those, and I'm like, man, I would love for us to do some more live episodes together.
What are these? These aren't live episodes. I'm alive. Are you alive? Because I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, like when we had an audience in front of us. Well,
live for studio audience. Yeah, that's when we used to do things called gathering. I remember those.
Yeah, way back when. Anyway, okay, so today, if you haven't listened into episode 507, so it's two episodes ago, be sure to just hit pause, go back to that first, because this is actually part two of that one. There was a question that was submitted in episode 507 where it was all about, hey, in light of the economic crisis and pandemic that we are in, how should that affect, or what changes around fundraising, what changes in and around planting churches? And the third part of that question, which we didn't get to in episode 507, was what changes in evangelism? So that's what we actually wanted to devote this entire episode to, because that's on Ed's and my heart. So on episode 509, what we're going to be talking about today is evangelism. What are the evangelism practices? How have evangelism practices changed during this economic pandemic?
Yeah, we've been thinking a lot about it. You know, this is a passion for us at the Wheaton College Billy Graham Center. But it's also just, you know, something you and I care deeply about. And I think one of the big things is that we, you know, for a long time, a lot of people have written, you know, angsty blogs and podcasts and books about, you know, the consumer-driven church and how attractional ministry is, you know, not helpful. Well, here's the deal. Attractional ministry is gone for a while. And let's invest and invite in our unchurched friends so they can come into a big crowd of people is not going to be a thing for a while. So I think this is a reminder and maybe an important, you know, redirection for the church that if evangelism largely boils down to teaching Christians to invite their friends to church so that they can be in an enthusiastic crowd, and that enthusiastic crowd will then be instructed by an articulate pastor who will tell them about Jesus, first of all, I'm not sure that was a great idea in the first place, but that's certainly, think about it, right? Our next big holiday is Christmas. Let's get everyone sort of connected for Christmas Eve services. Well, try that in 2020, and then Easter 2021, if we don't have a vaccine or a significant therapeutic or herd immunity. So I think one of the first things is that the chief evangelism mover in most churches for decades has been inviting people to the Sunday service. I think now we're having to rethink that. Now, remember, I'm not the one who thinks that everything's changed forever. I think everyone says that, and then it doesn't change forever. I'm more concerned things are going to go back to the way they were than they're going to change permanently. But I do think you got to, if your strategy has been invite your friends to church. Now, there is a variant on that, right? The variant on that is all of a sudden, everybody's much more comfortable with engaging things online. So here you're going to have an opportunity to join your friends, invite them. I mean, I've been shocked, Daniel, with the number of people that I've been sharing the gospel with, close family members who who I've shared the gospel with multiple occasions, who I then said, hey, you know, we're having this streaming service on Easter, this was, and subsequent to that, that people respond and more people. So you may end up, I mean, there was a survey, I think it was at the UK, 20% of people who didn't go to church had been looking online at a church service. So one thing has replaced another, and the online bring your friend, come sit with me next to me at church so we can all go to lunch afterwards, that is on pause. But what's on right now on a lot of fire is the engagement. You know, I think online's the new Mars Hill, and your Sunday morning service, people are watching over your shoulders to see what's going on.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating for us. At Beulah, what's been interesting is when the pandemic started, we started doing these things called pause and pray. And it was like a 5 to 6 minute devotional every single, 5 days a week. And what's interesting, the comment that we've received from the congregation is how many of their unchurched and dechurched friends and coworkers and family members are watching that. And it's just, it's staggering the number of people who, it's not even just, I mean, our audience was predominantly baby Christians or Christians who, not necessarily baby Christians, but those who weren't in the Word. And we were trying to help them turn to Jesus and look to Jesus during this time. But I guess the timeliness of that, in addition to the lightheartedness of what we were saying and the predictability of it, there's something about that where it just became so shareable for a congregation and the number of de-churched and unchurched who are listening in. So that's the one piece of it. The other thing that was fascinating is the number of people who are in Alpha Online. So for us, I mean, compared to other spring sessions, I mean, we had like 4 times the number of people all engaged in on Alpha Online. And it was a ton of different expressions that that we have as a church, and the willingness and the desiring that people have, both the unchurched and de-churched to engage in spiritual conversations and have that, that's just been both incredibly staggering. It's hard for us to know. I mean, we have heard those stories of the unchurched and de-churched tuning in to our weekend services, but we probably heard more stories on the other side.
Yeah, and I think so. I don't think of this as a lost moment. I actually think that I anticipate that we'll see more people coming to Christ because these bring to mind existential questions about you know, who are we? Why are we here? Are we? I mean, could we get sick? Is our financial situation enough that we can trust in it? And I think in those moments we have the opportunity to point people to the good news of the gospel in ways that can really be significant, really be significant.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you, in all of your work, have you seen or heard of any changes, other sorts of changes in evangelism or evangelistic practices during this moment?
I think the big bucket I'd put it in, you mentioned Alpha Online. I think people have been very surprised of the willingness of people to engage in things like Alpha Online. I think that's been good. I think a big part of it is too, is, you know, Rick Warren was talking recently about how many people trusted Christ in their food distribution, their ministries of mercy distribution. Mm. So I think, and that doesn't probably surprise us because, you know, ministry evangelism has been a key function of the church. It's just right now, everything's sort of disrupted, I guess, by the normal rhythms of life. So I do think there has been, and we've seen, a greater openness, and what I would say that 2 places online and in places of particular need. Those are the 2 places we've seen it.
Yeah, yeah. So for us, one thing that we're doing as a church, especially during this season, is making established efforts or intentional efforts rather, to train our more and more of our congregation to know how to share their story and how to share the gospel. So from a surface level, sort of everyone can be a part of this, bless is our method. And that's from the community of Christian folks. So that's begin with prayer, listen, eat, serve, and story. And we've contextualized that for this COVID period of time. But really ours is like, okay, we need to increase the number of trained leaders who know how to, and individuals who know how to share their story and share the gospel. So we're taking at it from a double approach where we know on the one hand, there are the unchurched and the dechurched who are watching our services and participating in that manner, but we're also saying, what does training look like? And then also on the third level, actually creating opportunities for our congregation to easily invite their unchurched and dechurched friends, not necessarily to a service, but to some other sort of seminar or event or other expression, to make those steps and really equip them to be able to bless and invite them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I think that blessed part is key too, because, you know, one of the things that now we're in a rhythm of, hopefully, is serving our neighbors more, kind of checking, touching base with them, see it, you know, particularly as COVID sort of peaks and valleys in its growth, in, you know, depending on what province or state you're in, this is, and it comes, and here's the thing I think we've learned, you know, New York seems to be, at the time of this recording, on the other side of a lot of these things. Mm. However, other states are not. And now as it spreads across the rural North American context at sometimes higher levels, we saw that early on in Albany, Georgia, because of a funeral that became a key spreading point. But now you'll see outbreaks in Red Deer. You'll see outbreaks, but then also in cities like Vancouver. And so this, I think, gives us an opportunity to share the gospel in the midst of those times that I think can ultimately make a pretty substantial difference.
So awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for listening in to today's episode. If you have a question like the one that was submitted today, just if you're on your mobile device, go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, hit record and send that in. Or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. All right. We'll catch you next time.